Halachas, Shabbos, Daf Kuf, Nun. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perichov, Gimel, Lachid, Bey, says, writings from the Ovis, Manach, therefore you're not allowed to use a eyedropper, Chetz, when Shabbos, because it's like he's writing, you're not allowed to borrow or lend, the Loshon Alvo, because it might come to write, so you're not allowed to buy and sell, hire, and hire yourself out, because you might come to write. The person shouldn't hire workers on Shabbos, shouldn't say to his friend to hire him workers, but to do she'ela, borrowing with the Lashon of she'ela is mutter. The person could borrow from his friend Kadiyam, Kadishem, as long as it doesn't tell him Hilveini, because that's where Choshesh you might come to write. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Zayin Siv Bei says, you're not allowed to hire workers, not to tell a goy to hire workers on Shabbos, even though the Jew doesn't need that manacha only after Shabbos. Because whatever he's not allowed to do, he's not allowed to tell a goy to do. And even the same before dark, to do it on Shabbos is also. But it's mutter to tell him after Shabbos, why don't you do this and this on Shabbos, last Shabbos? And maybe, even though he understands, he wants him to do it the next Shabbos. Shabbos, Perek Chavdal, Dalach HaGimel says, when do we say this one to stay till nightfall by the Tchum to do it, something which is also do on Shabbos? But if he stayed till nightfall to do something that he's allowed to do on Shabbos, that's mutter, for instance. How? It can't go by the tchum to bring fruit that I'm a chuber or to hire workers, but he can stay by the tchum to watch his pears because he's allowed to watch on Shabbos, and he can stay to bring a behemoth or pears that are already cut because the behemoth can call it and it comes to him even though he's outside the tchum. And fruit that are tallish, if there would have been mechitzas, it would have been allowed to bring them. And so too, a person could tell his friend, I'm going to this in this town tomorrow, that if there would have been huts there every 7 days, he would be able to go there on Shabbos, and so to anything the like. Arachayim Sim Shin Vav Sif Aleph says, Chavetzecha is awesome. Even something that doesn't know Malacha, for instance, he looks at his Nechas to see what it needs tomorrow, or to go to the entrance of the Medina, that it should hurry up to be able to go out at night to the Merchitz. So too, you don't stay by the Tchum till nightfall to hire workers, and the Ramos is within, you're not allowed to go to find a horse or a boat or a wagon to go out with it. Mechaber continues, but he's allowed to stay by the Tchum to bring his behemoth. Some say that the behemoth can't go by with the feet. For instance, it's a small sheep, you're not allowed to be Masha because you're not allowed to bring it. And you're not allowed to be Metalk Balachayim. They are Muktzah. Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Siman Shin Zayin Sif Ches. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you can tell your friend to this city I'm going tomorrow. So you're allowed to say, come with me to that city tomorrow. Since today you can go there through huts. And so to anything like that, as I had to do today, tell his friend to do it tomorrow. As long as it doesn't mention him a price, a hiring work, but something that doesn't have its head to do it is today, even if there's only an issue that one, for instance, there is out of the Tchum Peres that are Muktzim, that he can't bring them today, and not allowed to tell his friend to bring them tomorrow. So to you, not allowed to be Machshav Sefer Tchum, that you should hurry up at night to go there and bring them. The Ramos says, so too, you shouldn't say, I'm going to do this and this thing tomorrow. The Mechaber continues, but he could say, stay by the border, by the end of the Tchum, to be hurried to get there to watch them. That even today he would be able to watch them if they were in the Tchum. And if he doesn't have Kavanah to be Masha only to guard them, he could bring them today. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Vav, Halacha Allah says, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a Malacha on Shabbos, even though he's not Mitzvah on Shabbos, and even though he said it before Shabbos, and even though he doesn't need that Malacha only after Shabbos. This thing is also with Rabbanim, so it shouldn't be Shabbos, it shouldn't be light in your eyes, and they come to do it themselves. Arachayim Simon Shin Zayin Siv Beis. Now the high workers are not allowed to tell goy. We already did it, so we'll skip it. Shabbos, Perek Chav Dalet, Halacha Dalet. A person is allowed to tell to a worker, stand with me in the evening and we'll take care of things. But it shouldn't say be ready in the evening because then he's doing his chafetz with Shabbos. And you're not allowed to run or skip on Shabbos. It says, that you walk on Shabbos should not be like the walk on the weekdays. A person could go into a pit, Shiach, even 100 hours, and he can climb up and climb down and drink. And you're not allowed to schmooze too much shtusim on Shabbos. It says, Davidavid, your Dibur of Shabbos should not be like the Dibur of Chayil. Archaim Simon Shin Zion. Sif Zion you're allowed to tell this friend that stand in the evening, even though like this he understands he needs in the evening to hire him, but he shouldn't say be ready tonight in the evening. The Rambam Kriyashma Peregim Alachet Tezvav, just like it's us to read Kriyashma Neged Tzoyim and Eglayim until it goes away, so too it's us to read the Kneg of the Erva until he turns his face away. Even a Kusi or a Kotna should not read in front of the Erva. Even a Mechitza of gold of glasses, Mafsik, since he could see them, it's also read it until he turns his face. And the whole goof of a woman is an Erva, therefore he should not look at the goof Isha when he reads, even his wife. If it's Begula Tefach or a goof, he shouldn't read Kriya Shema Kneg at her. Arachayim Suman Ayin Hei Siv Dalad, Yinalad Kriya Shema Kneg at Erva, even a Vagoyin Kneg at the Erva's Kotna is also. Some amount of Kneg at the Erva's Kotna as long as he's not Royal Abia, and that is the Ikka, says the Ramah. Shabbos, Perek Chav Dalet, Alocha Hei says, you're allowed to run for Shabbos at Bar Mitzvah, run to Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash, Lamik Cheshbonis Mitzvah, Lamik Measuring of Deed, Measuring of Mitzvah, for instance, a Mikra Deceiver has a share, or a Beggar Deceiver, Tzvukah Batumah, and you allow a promise one, Tzedakah Aniyim, and you allow to go to Bat HaKnesset, Bat Midrash, even to have theaters and palaces are going to be take care of the public needs on Shabbos, you allow to make a Shidduch to children to get engaged, and Tinek, Lam the Sefer, Lam the Unnas, you allow to be Mavaka Chaylam, and Achim Avol, whoever goes into Mavaka the Chaylam, says Shabbos, who is a Gevur, Krei Velova, you can stay by the Tchum to be Mavakech, and Iska Kal, and Iska Meis, to bring him Aron Tachvichim, and he says, go to that place. If it didn't find, bring from that place. If it didn't find for 100, bring for 200. As long as it doesn't say a schum of a mekach. Because all these chitzvot is a mitzvah. It says, if it says chavutzecha, chavutzecha asur, chavutzecha shemaim is mutar. Arachayim, sim shin vav, siv vav. Chavutzecha shemaim is mutar. Speak of them, for instance, chashmaim is a mitzvah. The promise of to be a mefakech, it's karabim, to be a mshalach, a child, to get married, teach him, or an umnas. Dafka to speak if he wants to make money, but to hire him and to mention him, a schum moris is awesome. There must have some say in the mukkah where they read. To give someone to read the Torah Mishabech and the promises of Zdokar Chazan, that's also Shabbos to promise how much I'll give. The Minig is to make it because it's mutter to promise money for Tzedakah. The Rambam, Perik Chav Gimel, Halacha Yod Ches, says, Ilana make Cheshbonis that he needs them on Shabbos, whether it's the past or what will be. Zeri might come to write. Therefore, Cheshbonis that don't have a Tzarech, what do Ilana make Cheshbonis, for instance? How many son we had this in that year? How much did we spend on the chasen of our son Chayitzabelu? That's part of Sicha Batela that they have no tzarech klal. Whoever counts them on Shabbos is like counting them in the weekdays. Arachayim Sim Shin Zayin Sevav. Not only Cheshbonis, even of if they already passed, for instance, this and this much we spent on the son and so on. Dafka, if he already has the schar of the workers by him, but if he paid them already, then it's mutter. Dafkuf Nun Amud Beis. Arachayim Sim Shin Zayin Sev Zayin. You're allowed to tell your friend that. We'll see you in the evening. Even though like this, he understands he needs him for anybody. He can't say, be ready for me in the evening. Shabbos Perek Chavdalat Halacha Gimel. When do we say this? When he's machshek, I'm going to do something that's also to do on Shabbos. But if he's machshek to do something that's mutter to do on Shabbos, it's mutter, for instance, if you're not allowed to stay by the tchum to bring fruit to the mechuber, to hire workers. But if you stay by the tchum to watch his fruit, that's mutter to watch on Shabbos. They allow the machshek to bring a behemoth or peres that are detached. So behemoth can call him, he can come, even though it's out of the tchum. Pay a solution, if there would be mechitzah, would be able to bring on Shabbos. So the person can say to his friend, to this city, I'm going tomorrow. Because if there would be huts, he would go there on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch. Arachayim Sim Shin Zayin Sif Ches says, you can say to his friend, this city, I'm going tomorrow. So to his lad, say, come with me to that city tomorrow, since he can go today through huts. And so to anything they like, that is a head to do today, say to his friend, he'll do it tomorrow. As long as it doesn't mention money. But something that has no tzad had to do today, even if there's only an Isidra Bono, for instance, there's out of the Tchum Peres Mutzim, the Efshik can't bring him today, can't tell his friend that he'll bring him tomorrow. So there's not a lot of stay by the Tchum, so he should be hurry up tonight to take them, to bring them. Once says, so too shouldn't do, I will do this and this thing tomorrow. But the Mechaber continues, but he could stay by the Soifat Tchum, so he should hurry up there to watch them. But even today, he would be able to watch them if they were in the Tchum. If there was a Mechaber to be Mashik, only to watch them, he could bring them also. Arachayim Simon Shin Zayin Seftes, he'll allow to be machshek to cut fruit and grass from his roof or his chuvah that's in the tchum. They weren't asked to be machshek only b'sefer tchum because then obviously you see that's what you're doing it for. Shabbos, Perek Chav Dalad, Halacha Hey. Says the Rambam, you'll allow to run on Shabbos Bar Mitzvah, for instance, run the basic mitzvah of Smedish, you'll allow to make Cheshbon Yisrael Mitzvah, you'll allow to measure him, deed of Shemitzvah, for instance, we could see if there's a share, or a bank of seeds for Kabbatum, you'll allow to promise money to Tzedakah for Aniyim, you'll allow to go to the basic mitzvah of Smedish, even to the theaters and the palace, we're going to look for the public needs on Shabbos, you'll allow to be Mishadach a child, you'll allow to have a kid learn a sefer, teach a craft, you'll allow to be Vakach Cholim, and Achim Ovel, wherever goes to be Vakach Cholim, the Shabbos is a good for a love. You'll allow to stay by the tchum to see what the needs of a kala is and the needs of a mace to bring an aron tachichim. You can say, go to that place, I didn't find that, bring from that place. If you didn't find for 100, bring for 200, as long as it doesn't tell him exactly how much he wants to spend. Because all these chayitzvah is a mitzvah. So it says, chafetzecha, sasun chafetzeshmaim is mutarin. Arachayim, simon shin vav, sif gimel. Says the Mechaber, he'll stay by the tchum to do tzarech kala, tzarech mace, to bring an aron tachichim, he'll allow to say it to his friend, he'll sleep over to bring it to him, and he'll allow to say, go to that place tomorrow. If he didn't find that place, go to the other place. If he didn't find for 100, find for 200. As long as it doesn't tell him exactly a price. So he shouldn't say, sach yidua, not to add on. So too, if he bought for him 8, he shouldn't say, give me 2 more, give me another 2 for that price. I'll be chayiv 2. The Mo says, if it's EF shaloi, unless he mentions chomekach, then it's mut b'cholin, because it's a mitzvah. Some asa b'cholin, that's the ikar. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perichov Tes Halacha, he says, it's also for a person to eat or drink wine once it became Friday night until the next Kiddush. So too, when once the daylight comes, it's not allowed to start eating and drinking, do any menacha or litum, until the next Adala. And to be drinking wine is mut, water is mutter. If he forgot or is over and ate and drank before he did Kiddush or before Adala, he's Makadish and Mavdal after he ate. Or drank. Or Chaim Simon Sadik Test Sifiyot says, you know, do any melacha before he makes a dollar, and if he made Hivta Batfilah Mutter. Even if he didn't make a dollar, and the question, if he has to make a dollar melacha before Hivta Batfilah, he says, I'm allowed to make a dollar melacha. Then a bracha makes the melacha. He makes the melacha. The Ramah says, so to women that don't make a dollar melacha, you should teach them the same amount of melacha before they do melacha. Some said that's all melacha gemurah, for instance, writing and weaving. But lighting a candle or taking out mishashashus is not tzarech, and then it's pashim minute to be makel that they light candles right after they say a kol baruch. Some say to draw water from any month's Shabbos, because the Be'er of Miriam goes around every month's Shabbos, all the Be'ers. And whoever is began drinks from it will get healed from all the sicknesses. I didn't see this minig, and see earlier some was al HaKadosh, he's allowed to say, after Seder Adonai, to do a Malacha. Shabbos Perikhov Tes, Halacha Vav. The Rabbanan to make Kiddush on wine and to make Avdalah on wine, even though he was Mavdal, he has to be Mavdal al Kois. And after he makes Avdalah, he says, Mavdal al Kois, he's allowed to do Malacha, even though he didn't make Avdalah al Kois. And after he makes a Yayin, Tchila, and then he's Makadish, and he doesn't have to wash his hands until he makes Kiddush. The Rambam Tfila, and sees Kapayim Perik Beis, Allah Yud Beis says, Yant the fellow to be on Sunday, he damns the fourth Bracha of Lila, the Adenish, the Kechel, the Maden, last week, the Tzenech, the Lona, the Shamakain, Kedusha Shabbos, the Kuwait, Moed, the Higgin Zergel, the Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha Yant of Dalta, the same as you say, Shemir Masa, Kedashta, Dalta Kedashta, the Sanfa Sur, the Shisekh, the Titlan, the Shamakain, the Adam Simcha, the Zman Susan, Mat Shabbos, Mat Yant of Shakal Shon, he says, At the Chainan, he says, At the Chanaton, and afterwards, even though he's going to make Abdullah on the cup. Our Chaim Simonish Tzadik Dalat Sifalo says, you say Abdullah B'chayin Adas, and if he made a mistake, he didn't say Abdullah, he finishes his tefillah and doesn't go back, because he has to anyway make Abdullah on a cup. If he tasted before he made Abdullah on a cup, he has to go back and make Abdullah in Shemoneh Esrei Atah Chanatan. Shabbos Perek Chavtes, Halacha Vav, we already did it, so we'll skip it. The Shechnar Chorachayim Simonish Tzadik Tes Sif Yud is the last Halacha, we already did it. So we'll skip it. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Kof Nun.